I received a prophetic word that this ministry would be raising stars or making stars. And I don't even know who it came from. But that word just totally stuck in my spirit. And it's been there for a long time. That prophecy has kind of became alive. And then we began to confess it, of course, that we will be raising stars. But really didn't pay much attention to what it means. Kind of in my mind, you know, if you think about who stars are, they're famous people. That's what it was for me. I guess God is going to raise famous Christian people from this house. The urgency wasn't there. I said it, but didn't pay much attention to it. The first time you confessed about healing, it didn't really hit you. I'm healed. Nothing happened. I'm healed. And after you begin to confess it for a while, you start to get it. Oh, I am healed. My knee doesn't hurt anymore. In the last 6 months, God has raised the spirit of urgency on the inside of me. And I wanted to know, God, exactly what way do you want us to go? What do you want this church to do? So I knew I had to search the Bible and make sure that I wasn't preaching some heresy. An interesting thing happened on this trip. We went to one of my favorite preacher's church. And on a bulletin board, it said, if you want to work here, this is what you need to know. Don't consider working here if, and then it listed 10 things. The first one of them, this one really convicted me. It said, don't consider working here if you think you are a superstar. God gets all the glory. And I was, I was convicted. I was bothered by that. I'm preaching here in the church. God is going to make stars. And I'm telling people God is going to make stars in this place and raise up young people and to be mighty men and women of God. And this thing convicted me. God said, what are you talking about? It bothered me for a few days. It still bothers me a little bit. So I started going to the scripture. And of course, some of the scripture verses I already knew, but I really started going and searching about stars. Open to Daniel 12:3. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. In the Bible, God calls certain people to be stars. If you ask most people, who are the stars in this world? Actors, singers, famous people, musicians, people who influence culture, people who influence the world with business, politics, music, arts. Stars are people who do what? They shine. They are the one who are leaders in the community, in the world, right? People look up to them. What they do, that's what most people become like. So now you have a clue of what star is. And God wants to raise not just a boneless believers. God is looking to raise stars. Who came up with calling people stars? Most people will say it's Hollywood. But really, if we look in the Bible, God calls people stars. What does God mean when He calls people stars? What do people in the world mean when they call people stars? So let's look at the Bible and see how and where it's talking about stars. First time God used this allegory was when He made a promise to Abraham. Genesis 15:5. And He took him outside and said, now look towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And He said to him, so shall your descendants be as the stars. Genesis 22:17. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as stars of the heaven, and as sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. We are the light of the world, Jesus said that, right? Did you know that before Jesus was born, what was the sign? And who is the greatest star in this universe? Jesus is. Now, in Revelation chapter 22, it says that I am the bright and morning star. And if Jesus is a star and we are His brothers, and we are the co-inheritors of the world, of the kingdom, we as stars, we're not followers. Birth of Jesus was accompanied by a bright star. It was to symbolize the birth of the Son of God, the greatest person who ever lived. Matthew 2:2. Where is he who was to be born King of the Jews. For we have seen his star in the east and have came to worship him. Interesting that people of that time in history, they understood something about stars that we maybe don't understand today. Somehow they figured out that when the star appears, there must be a great birth. They understood that and they came and worshipped him. And in Revelation, of course, Jesus says, I'm a bright and morning star. For a while I was saying, we're to raise stars, make stars, and impart into people, find their gifts, and have their gift be used for the glory of God. And kind of in my heart, I was like, is that right? And as I started searching the Bible speaks a lot about it, so I'm safe. And that's one of the greatest things. It didn't come from me or from the people. It must have come from God. Way before we knew anything about stars, God said it about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. To make stars, we first need to know what that means. In Matthew 13, verse 43, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, sun is the biggest star in the universe. It is 10 billion times brighter than the next star to it in brightness. Okay, so when in the Old Testament, God said to Daniel that those who turn people to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. And how many of you know in the New Testament, the greatest in the Old Testament is the least in the New Testament. The least in the New Testament is the greatest, greater than the Old Testament. Did you know that the least in this world, Christian, a believer, is greater than David, Moses? Hallelujah! And maybe some people will say, making stars is an ambitious vision. Making stars. And that's what I said. And we're like, should we make it our logo? Making stars. New Life Church, making stars. And we're not sure because we're like, that looks arrogant. But we didn't check the Bible. If we would have checked the Bible, we would know that it's not arrogant. Because Bible teaches us to make stars. Making stars is the greatest calling in Christianity. And it's the greatest calling in the world. It's the job of every church, of every Christian. But you cannot make a star unless you are first. You can only reproduce according to your kind. We only reproduce according to our kind. So who is a star and how do you become one? Let me talk to you about stars that we're not trying to make. People like cinema and like rock stars, the world type. We're not trying just to make famous people. We're not trying to make just people who we give or pull their gifts out. We show them through the scripture, through the biblical principles, they find out their gifts and improve on them. That's not our main goal. If you are finding out what your gift is, you're gifted, but you're not a star in a biblical context. I want you to know, if you're the best musician, if you're the best preacher, if you're the best kids church director or teacher or choir director or usher, anything, that doesn't make you a star yet. You're the great businessman. If you are the best, doesn't make you a star in biblical proportions. So today we want to know what is. We don't want to make people who are selfish, self-seeking, self-centered. A lot of worldly stars are like that. And although they give away money, they feel good, right? And see, Bible says faith without works is dead. But works without faith, selfishness. Works without faith. So let's say I do this. I don't believe in Jesus. I'm not doing for His glory. And I decide to build a hospital in Tanzania. And I do it, and I put $100 million in there. How will it make me feel? Good. But who is feeling good? So it's all about me. Don't be intimidated when a lot of people who are not believers giving away thousands of dollars. That's not what makes God happy. That's not what brings glory to God. Although God uses that, but they are not benefiting except for their flesh. They feel good, oh yeah. Because Bible says it's a principle. It's better to give than to receive. So works without faith, selfishness. And Paul writes a lot about works, dead works. Because if it doesn't have faith in it, it's dead. Make sure it's out of faith so God gets the glory. Because everything that's not of faith is sin. 1 Corinthians. So that's not who we're trying to raise. Just people who have their own motives and agendas. But that's kind of hypocritical. That's selfish a little bit. So just because you have a gift and because you're good in it and you're even using it for God, that doesn't make you a star yet. What makes us stars? You want to know now? What makes us stars? In Daniel, again, 12:3. Those who turn many to righteousness. So who are the stars in the kingdom of God? Those who turn many to righteousness. Now, let's examine that. What does it mean to turn somebody to righteousness? To turn them to walk in a right standing with God. Salvation. To bring him to salvation. So that you know that it's not your gift that God is so, you know, happy about. And you act like I'm a star because I'm great at something. That's not what makes you a star in the eyes of God. What makes people star in the eyes of God is those who turn many people to righteousness. That's what God cares about. He doesn't so much care about your gift. And not unless it's used for turning people to righteousness. What about your gift, though? How important is your gift? Your gift is your hook. Jesus said, I will make you a fisher of men. To catch a fish, you need a hook or a net. So your gift either is a net or it's a hook that catches people. So when we say to you, musicians, that you need to write songs for the glory of God, we don't mean for you just to write a song and sing it. With every song that you write, there must be a deeper understanding behind it. This song must win 1,000 people for Christ. This next song, maybe you could win 10,000 people for Christ. Because just your gift and your little band and our little preaching will not make us stars. And God wants us to be stars. God wants you to be stars. But without a gift, you don't have a hook. If you don't have a gift, you don't have a hook. But how many of you know that God said, Jesus said, that everybody has at least one talent. At least one. Nobody has nothing. Everybody has at least one talent in this place. So if you have a talent, you have a hook. And people are attracted in this world to talent. Now, why do people pay attention to stars like Britney and all those rappers and rock stars? Why do they pay attention to them? Because of their gift. They're attracted to them. I would say that people have a voice. And I'm not talking about your vocal cords. It's the spirit behind of what you speak. Even now I'm speaking and there is a spirit behind. Because if I only spoke words, it would be death. But it's the spirit that brings life. So there's behind, there's a voice. If you know people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, they have not just talk, but they have a voice. They create a following. People want to hear what they say. So your gift is your voice. The voice attracts people. Now, if you're using somebody else's gift, then Bible says you're a thief and a robber. It's in John 10, about verses 3 and 4. It says that my sheep hear my voice and follow. They don't follow a thief and a robber. Now, the worst thing a person could do is they could be using somebody else's gift. Because then they become a thief and a robber. If I preach somebody else's messages, I'm a thief and a robber. Because that's not my voice. Although you hear the words, there's no voice. So if you are good in basketball, if you're good in art or music, if you're good in hunting, if you're good in business, if you're good in family or relationships, if you have a gift of counseling people, if you have a gift of kind of watching over, overseeing people, if you have a gift of administration, that's a gift that will draw people to you. Did you know that sports people draw other sports people? Musicians draw other musicians. Politicians draw other politicians, and on and on. Hallelujah. So our gift is our hook or our net. But our gift is not what makes us stars. If our gift is not doing nothing to bring people to righteousness, to salvation, we're failing miserably. And the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples. Well, we kind of changed that word and we say, let's make stars. Because disciples is so old. It's kind of oldish and freaks people out. I love the word, no problem against it, but it's kind of just a little bit too old. And so God gives us this because He knew we're going to have a whole bunch of young people and kids on fire for God. And they need to understand what God wants them to be. God wants to create a following after you. God wants you to become a leader in this world. God wants to be the light in this world. Jesus said, you are the light of this world. And you are sitting on a hill. You cannot hide. So God doesn't want you to follow the trends of people in Hollywood. He wants you to follow Him and create a following, a movement after you, after your own kind. But you first have to become star yourself. And a lot of people want a movement, but they don't want to go and catch the fish. What you need to do, you need to take a hook and throw it in the water. You need to bait it too. You need to take a net and throw it in the water. Don't just play here and show off your gift in here. Bible says, go and make stars. It's time for us to, with urgency, go and throw on our nets. We have many nets in this church. Many talented people. Everybody here has at least one gift. Even kids could be bringing other kids to Jesus. They could say, come to my church or my kids' church. It's awesome. You'll know about Jesus. He loves you. And kids know Jesus somehow. It's easy for them to believe. Jesus loved kids. He blessed them. And you know, when disciples tried to move the kids away, hey, kids, hey, shoo, you know, quiet. You can be seen, but you can't be heard. Jesus got anger in them and says, do not stop those kids from coming to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Our church has to be all about going out and getting people and turning them to righteousness, turning them to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to catch this vision of New Life Church. And a lot of more churches are going to do the same thing. You'll see it because the Spirit of God is moving simultaneously all over the world. You would be surprised of how many messages that I preach, I heard other people preach. When I got there, the place was so huge. I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I feel so little. But after a while, I've been there. I was like, I preach these messages too in our church. Hallelujah. Bible says your gift will make a room for you or a way for you so you can do something. You know, the devil has a plan for people in Hollywood. Their gift is making a way for him, for the devil. Let our gift make a way for Jesus. Your songs, the songs that you write, let it be for Jesus. Let your teaching gift be all about Jesus. We will not be training people who think they're superstars. If you didn't bring at least 10 to 20 people to Jesus, you're not a star even. You know how many times people come to church and say, well, I'm just big, I'm great. How many people did you bring to Jesus? Well, you know, if I had a stage like T.D. Jakes, then I would. That's what makes you somebody in the kingdom of God. It's biblical, guys. This is not made up tales. In Philippians 2, 14? It talks about stars, that we are stars in this world. Hallelujah. In Revelations chapter, 3 or 4, Jesus was holding 7 stars in His hand. And those stars were leaders of the first 7 churches in Asia. Not first 7, but just 7 churches in Asia. Read that. That's very interesting. Jesus said, I hold 7 stars in my right hand. Those are the 7 angels of the Asian churches. So listen, are you convinced today? Are you convinced that you are a star? Or maybe not yet. Are you convinced that you have to be a star? Amen? Yes? Hallelujah. And maybe you have been distracted and you thought, you know, Pastor always talks about making stars. And you thought, oh, awesome, I'm going to be a star. And you're like, I just got to develop my gift. promote myself to death. Promote myself and self-promotion and I'll be somebody quick. Hallelujah. I want us today to pray. I want you to cry out to God and say, Lord, make me a true star in the kingdom of God. Kids, cry out to God and say, Father, make me a true star in the kingdom of God. Let me bring at least 5 of my friends or 10 of my friends to you so they may know you. And you know, kids, when you bring somebody to Christ, guess what happens? They become your friend. You get more friends. Then you get more brothers and sisters. And we get a lot of marriages. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to make stars. Isn't it becoming clear right now? But making stars is not Pastor Alex's only job. It's everyone. From the kid to the oldest. From the youngest to the oldest in this place. It's everybody's job to make stars. In New Life Church, we adopted a vision that's called Plus One. This month, we're taking one person. Somebody who's walking away from the Lord. And we're praying for them for 1 month. And we call them up sometimes and we say, how you doing? Listen, don't talk about church. People are not ready to come to church right away. God's got to melt their heart. That's church is like way up there. We begin to advertise. We don't call it evangelize here anymore. Right? What do we call? Advertise. Because when you evangelize somebody, I feel like I have to convert you. I don't feel good, you don't feel good. Come on. But when I tell you, hey, have you heard about Jesus? He's awesome. Look what he's done in my life, in my business, in my school. I have so many friends. What are you doing? You're advertising. When you advertise a car, they don't make you buy it. You don't feel, you know, guilty and convicted to buy a car. A lot of people feel guilty to be saved. So we call it, we don't advertise. We don't evangelize. We advertise. For we are not ashamed to advertise the gospel of Christ. Listen to me. For we are not ashamed to advertise the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. First the Jew, then Gentile, then a Greek. Oh. Hallelujah. So go and tell people. Pray about people behind. Don't tell them, I'm praying for you, brother. You're gonna just pray about them every day. Put it on your list and be faithful to them. Bring at least one person and then talk to them and tell them how good God is. Don't even invite him to church. It'll happen automatically once the heart of a person is touched. Bring at least one in this year. Plus one, we call it. Plus one. If everybody here took, oh my goodness, that would be so exciting. And if every church did that, I mean, we would reach 1 billion in 1 year, maybe in 5 years. But if everybody did it, we could reach it in 1 year, 1 billion. Then Jesus could come and we can say goodbye. Because Jesus says the gospel must be preached to all nations.